This is Georgie, and I'm here asking you to lend us a hand giving someone else a hand. Please go to giveforward.com/givemichelleyahand, and let's give her a second hand. Thank you.
Ready?
You are about to hear Indie Nation's pick of the day, the best independent music on the planet.
Turn it up loud.
Turn it out. Indie Nation listeners, today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. And I'm not even going to try and talk like a pirate for this intro because I believe that Paul and Storm recorded live with my Zoom H2 portable recorder at the Beachland Ballroom. Just did it more justice than I ever possibly could. You can find Paul and Storm at Mevio's Music Alley and paulandstorm.com. Check out this great band. They often tour with Jonathan Colton, whom you also can find him at jonathancolton.com. But check out this great indie band. They're just totally chic geek, as I like to say. Thank you for listening, reading, and downloading, and enjoy.
But as I said, it is time now for our final song, and it is a song about pirates! Now, baby, coming alive.
Yeah.
That's right. We need you. Easy, simmer down. We need you during this song to take the role of our hearties for the pirate crew. And when we kick...
Twas just a yar of acknowledgement.
Yar of Acknowledgement is the name of my Great Big Sea tribute act. One Great Big Sea fan. Thank you very much. No, we need you when we cue you, and only when we cue you, an important detail, to let forth with a full-throated piratical R. Practice now!
Arr!
Hit us two times!
Arr!
Hit us pie times! Education in Ohio is lame. Yeah.
Rounding up to four in these parts.
You guys must have some seriously oblong circles around here.
Is he in a
house? By the way, oblong circles is the name where they might be giants tribute band. Let us practice one more time. Thank you again, and it's been our pleasure to perform for you this evening. This song is called The Captain's Wife's Lament. We are starting it at 8:12 p.m. Those of you who have not seen us before, I mention that because you will be wondering why we are still singing it at 8:57. Those of you who have seen us before know that I am not kidding.
Serrated Spork. Serrated Spork is the name of my Devo cover band.
The ship sailed into harbor after 15 months at sea. The captain hit the tavern with his crew of 53.
That be you.
Give me an R. What's that spell? Everyone passes the pirate SAT. Tis no pirate left behind. Really, that gets the smattering of applause, does it?
Few teachers in the his house.
Crew of 53.
Arr!
After drinking up their pay, they staggered through the town.
But all the inns and public houses turned the sailors down.
Dejected are.
Some of you have odd ways of expressing your emotions. Let's work on this. Give us a thoughtful, pensive R. Give us a surprised R. Give us a suave, sexy Billy D. Williams style. Yeah, you some sexy pirates.
You truly belong here with us among the clouds.
Give us a confused R.
Arr.
Give us a Scooby-Doo R.
Arr.
That's right, same thing with a little extra con carne.
Okay, so for those of you taking notes, confusion plus con carne equals Scooby-Doo. That would be, of course, the Barbera theorem. Barbera theorem is the name of my Josie and the Pussycats cover. Nailed it.
It's also the name of a cat. No, never mind. Going high concept. Don't go there.
Okay.
On 2 hours of sleep.
Don't go there is the name of my Paul and Storm cover band. Where were we? Deject, yeah, we're in R, yeah, big help, guys. You know, while the momentum of the set has grown to a complete halt yet again, that happens. Now is as good a time as ever to mention the official Paul and Storm Dejected R t-shirts for sale. They come with a treasure map on the back. The treasure map leads to the end of this song. Speaking of which, 8:16, four lines in.
Dejected
R.
The captain said, "Fear not, me lads, you all can come with me. I live just around the corner, and you all can stay for free." Hopeful R.
What kind of socks you like best?
Argyle, yes, sir. Who's your favorite droid?
R2-D2.
From your favorite movie?
Star Wars.
Who's your favorite bald captain of the Enterprise?
Carg.
Some of you could say Carg, because it really was just a hairpiece all that time.
Give us a Shatner R.
There it is, right there. Wrath of Khan Shatner R.
Who is your favorite?
I got one. Who'll be your favorite dead security offer from the next generation? Tasha Yar! Who'll be your favorite dude with really huge frickin' ears?
Quark!
Yes, sort of seeing if you were still on the Star Trek theme, or you were gonna say Obama or something.
Obama! What's your favorite old school video gaming console? Thank you for not saying ARN television.
Commodore 64, yeah, that would work.
Amiga.
ColecoVision.
Vectrex R.
Vectrex fan. Wow. 818. No end in sight.
Hopeful R.
But when the captain's wife awoke, upon the break of day, they say that you could hear her wailing clear to Body Bay. He had an orgasm. Hope it wasn't premature.
'Tis Captain I swear this never happens.
Now he's lost his heart.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Everyone was looking for an R then.
Tis no R, just a cartoon.
Twas just a sing-along. Are we really going out on that one?
Yeah, I think we are.
How about who's your favorite ancient mathematician? Descartes! Ooh!
Ancient?
That went loud. Yeah, I guess ancient is a
he's kind of old timey.
Yes, Descartes was a vaudeville singer. He gave all of his mathematical proofs through a megaphone.
And that's the end of the theorem.
And scene. Mathematical Megaphone Theorem is the name of my Kraftwerk cover band. Now, seriously, shut the hell up. We're gonna do one more, we're gonna finish this song, and then you all can go pee. Not like immediately.
No, go to the place where they have a room for that, back there.
We wouldn't want this room to turn into a biohazard. Okay, everybody shut up. Silence. Silence, R, and P.
We'll like give you that one.
That sounded like a Woot shirt, didn't it?
She said there's semen all around the bed and semen on the floor. Semen in the bathroom and behind the closet door. There's semen in the fireplace and semen in the hall. The living room is carpeted with semen wall to wall. There's semen in the entryway and semen on the stair. And worst of all, there's even semen in the underwear. There's semen behind the larder and beneath the table too. I do believe your semen got into me, Irish too. There's semen here in front of me and semen in the rear. My God, there's even semen hanging from the chandelier. There's semen on the windowsill, semen in the yard. The semen even left his name upon the St. Bernard. Although I am a patient, like it's more than I can bear to wake up in the morning with your semen in my hair.
Disgusted are from the ladies. Ooh, a couple of excited eyes.
I ne'er again do wish to see thee darken up my door. So clean up all your semen and come round the way no more. So clean up all your semen and come round my way.
Such a great and awesome holiday, I thought I would throw in one more. You can find the Money Shot Cosmonauts over at thefump.com. Let's do a Thompson Twins parody, Blow Me Down.
Scurvy cur,
yo ho ho!
a shower and shave. I scuttle your fester and gob with me cutlass, ye landlubber knave. And I talk like me hearties. It's a bounty more fun. I'll hoist up me skull and cross bones and kill hoy, yeah, ye mangy horse son.
Yo ho,
yo ho.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy is asking for a handout so somebody can have a hand put on. Well, you can click on the Give Michelle a Hand tab at IndieNation.fm or go to giveforward.com/givemichelle a hand and see if you can help us out. Either spread the word, put the widget on your website, or maybe donate. However, we'd love to get this amputee a hand.